Hello everyone, welcome, and thank you for attending today's telephone town hall on ODOT's 5310 program and coordination plan development. My name is Matthew Long. I'm a consultant with WSP, hired by the Oklahoma Department of Transportation to team up with them on their 5310 program efforts. Let's do some housekeeping items before we dive into the objective of this telephone town hall. First and foremost, if you are driving, please, please use all safety precautions, follow all local laws, and please be hands-free on this call. And for everyone on this call, if you get disconnected, please call us back at 877-229-8493 and use PIN number 119-859 to be reconnected. Again, that is 877-229-8493 and PIN number 119-859. Also, you can press *3 at any time during this town hall to submit questions to the panel that may be selected for you to ask live with ODOT staff later in the town hall. Please also note that this telephone town hall is being recorded, and you will be able to access the recording on ODOT's website in the days to come. So to recap, if you are disconnected, please call back at 877-229-8493 with PIN 119-859. You can use *3 to submit questions or comments at any time during this town hall, and please visit ODOT.org for more information on public transit programs, including the 5310 program we are discussing today. You know, in the past, these types of public meetings, these conversations and discussions, they would be in person, live, with everyone in a room going through a PowerPoint presentation. That simply is not the case right now in today's environment. So rather than having to drive to a Thursday evening meeting at the library, here's an opportunity for you to hear about a program and provide your input at the convenience of your phone. This town hall has two major objectives. One is to provide you a brief introduction to the 5310 program, and two is to get information from you on transportation topics you may or may not know about, so that ODOT can gather as much public input and in the safest and most efficient way possible right now, so that we can develop a regional transportation coordination plan in your region using your local knowledge and priorities in terms of transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. We'll be asking you about current transportation services, gaps and unmet needs, and recommendations to expand mobility services, again, concentrating on the 5310 target population, that being older adults age 65 and older and individuals with disabilities. ODOT is hosting four town halls, one town hall for each of the four 5310 coordination regions. This town hall is geared toward people and organizations living and operating in ODOT's Coordination Region 1. A map of the regions can be found on ODOT's website. Region 1 counties, in alphabetical order, are Canadian County, Cleveland, Garvin, Brady, Lincoln, Logan, McLean, Oklahoma, Payne, Pottawatomie, and Seminole counties. So I've probably said 5310 already a few times without much background on what that means. 5310 is simply a number assigned to the Federal Transit Program that directly and specifically addresses the mobility options and transportation needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities. The program title is called Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals with Disabilities. Here's a quick overview of the 5310 program. where public transit is unavailable, insufficient, or inappropriate, the program awards grants to organizations and agencies to serve the transportation needs and to improve the mobility of seniors and individuals with disabilities by removing barriers to transportation services and expanding the transportation mobility options available. So the key terms here for this program are transportation needs, improve mobility, remove barriers, expand options, seniors, and individuals with disabilities. For those of you that are just now joining us, welcome. Welcome to ODOT's Telephone Town Hall on the 5310 Transportation Program and Coordination Plan Development. As a friendly reminder, if you get disconnected, you can call us back at 877-229-8493 with PIN 119859. Also, use *3 to submit questions or comments at any time throughout this town hall. And you can also visit odot.org for more information on public transit programs, including the 5310 program we are discussing today. Let's jump into a few poll questions to start getting your input. Use simple instructions for the poll. Be patient. The question will be read, and then the choices. Please wait to hear all choices before making your selection. The poll question will be read a second time, as well as the choices. Simply hit your keypad with the appropriate numbered response from 0 to 9. The first poll question, what is your perspective for today's telephone town hall? Is it from an organization, an agency, or two, an individual? Again, what is your perspective for today's telephone town hall? Is it from one, an organization or agency, or two, an individual? I'm seeing responses come in now, and about 70% are from an agency or organization. I'll just give you a few more seconds to submit your response. Right now, it's about 60-40 on participants, 60% being agencies and organizations, and about 40% being individuals. Okay, good. Thank you for those responses. Let's go to the second poll question. Are you or your agency a current user or provider of 5310 services? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. Again, are you or your agency a current user or provider of 5310 services? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. About 50% are saying no. And then the other 50% are split between yes and I don't know. I'll give you a few more seconds to submit your response. And now it's about 40% yes, 45% no, and the other 15% I don't know. All right, let's go to the third poll question. Have you read ODOT's 5310 State Management Plan? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. And these initial poll questions are giving ODOT an idea of who is our audience today to tailor this presentation and other poll questions later in the town hall. I'm only seeing a few responses to this poll question. Have you read ODOT's 5310 State Management Plan? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. And the strong majority so far responding with no. And that's perfectly fine that you have not read the State Management Plan. This gives ODOT a better idea of what awareness formats and communication tactics they can take to make this program more aware statewide to stakeholders and individuals that may participate in this program. And the polls holding strong at about 65% saying no, they haven't read the State Management Plan. I'm going to go to the next poll question. Have you read ODOT's 5310 subrecipient application? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. Again, have you read ODOT's 5310 subrecipient application? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. And we are getting a lot of online questions and answers, so please do continue to submit those questions and comments if you are on online and not calling in from the telephone. And these online questions we'll get to at the end of the telephone town hall, or we will be addressing it in the Q&A and posting it on ODOT's website in the days to come. And as suspected, this poll question, the strong majority, about 75% of you did say no, you have not read the subrecipient application. So again, thank you for your responses. We're going to go to the fifth poll question. And if you just give me a minute, I'm pulling that up. Fifth poll question, have you reviewed the draft 5310 regional coordination plan for your region? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. Again, have you reviewed the draft 5310 regional coordination plan for your region? One, yes. Two, no. Three, I don't know. And again, this, as suspected, about 85% of you are saying no, you have not read the coordination plan. So that's good responses. Thank you. ODOT is now aware that a lot more information needs to be blasted out to stakeholders and to the public about the 5310 program. All right. So thank you for your responses to those poll questions. Your responses help set the stage for what needs to be discussed in today's town hall. There are several documents and plans that ODOT must develop for this program prior to the Federal Transit Administration awarding grant funds to ODOT. One major requirement, and the reason for the town hall today, is the federal program requires ODOT to locally develop a human service transportation coordination plan. So what is a Human Services Transportation Coordination Plan? Well, to start, let's shorten that term to Coordination Plan. So what is a coordination plan? It is a process that requires local stakeholders and transit agencies like yourself to coordinate efforts in providing transportation services to seniors and people with disabilities. It is a plan that documents the current local transportation services for this targeted population, as well as the unmet needs and gaps in service for this population. And it provides recommendations to close those barriers of mobility for seniors and individuals with disabilities. A coordination plan is a living, breathing document, so to speak. It is a guide to help human service agencies and transportation providers coordinate their service. The coordination plan can be updated, revised, changed as the local stakeholders determine, and as new transportation plans and priorities become active and program funds come online. And it is okay to be part of multiple coordination plans. There are agencies that provide services statewide and are considered stakeholders in all four ODOT 5310 coordination regions. And there are resource agencies that provide transportation and other human services in two or three coordination regions. You remember those key program terms we talked about before the poll questions were asked? Transportation needs, improve mobility, remove barriers, expand options, seniors, and individuals with disabilities. The coordination plan hits on all of these terms that the federal 5310 program mentions. And in addition to the federal requirement pushed down to ODOT and the state from the FTA to develop a coordination plan, ODOT also then pushes down requirements to their grantees during the state grant application process. Local applicants to ODOT's 5310 program are required to detail their participation in the development of the coordination plan, as well as detail the transportation gap or unmet need that their grant project is proposing to address. Participation in this town hall and other public input opportunities assists ODOT in developing the local coordination plan and qualifies your organization as participating in the development. Now, as you may be aware, Oklahoma Department of Transportation and the Office of Mobility and Public Transit is now administering the 5310 program and not the Department of Human Services. In the past, the Department of Human Services, or DHS, has administered this program. Now, we have a question online that came in about current 5310 DHS applications versus the ODOT application process that will occur. ODOT, do you mind answering this process?
Thank you, Matthew. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ernie Imbro with ODOT Office of Mobility and Public Transit. As Matthew stated, House Bill 1365 did away with the DHS 5310 program. The ODOT program now has new rules and application documents that are currently available for public commenting. If you have an old DHS application document, we'll be happy to take a look at it and see how it compares in terms of how the scores will compare to the ODOT program. You may decide that you will score lower or perhaps want to reestablish and resubmit your application. So contact ODOT and submit that application. We'll be happy to go through it with you and compare it with the ODOT document and scoring mechanism to see if it will be beneficial to use the old form or to use the ODOT scoring sheet and application document. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ernie. And then for those that are just now joining us, Welcome to ODOT's telephone town hall on the 5310 Transportation Program and Coordination Plan Development. As a friendly reminder, if you get disconnected, you can call us back at 877-229-8493 with PIN 119859. Also, you can use *3 to submit any questions or comments during the town hall. Also, please visit ODOT.org for more information on the public transit programs, including the 5310 program we are discussing today, the regional coordination plans, the state management plan, as well as the subrecipient application. So how about some more poll questions? Let's get some more input from you on the current transportation and human service operations in your area, so that we can continue to build your regional coordination plan. This next poll question asks, what type of services do you use or does your organization provide? Again, please be patient to listen through all eight choices. What type of services do you use or does your organization provide? One, healthcare. Two, social services. Three, public transportation. Four, transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. Five, all of the above. Six, two of these choices. Seven, three or more of these choices. Or eight, none of the above. Again, what type of services do you use or does your organization provide? One, healthcare. Two, social services. Three, public transportation. Four, transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. Five, all of the above. Six, two of these choices. Seven, three or more of these choices. Or eight, none of the above. And I'm seeing responses come in, so I'm just going to give you a few seconds to submit your response. Most responses are picking one or two of these options for the various services that you or your organization provide. Transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities and all of the above have about 14% each. Two or three or more of these choices, about 25 to 15%. None of the above is coming in at about 23% of the responses. Just going to give you a few more seconds as I see a few more responses coming in. All right, next poll question. What type of transportation service do you use or does your organization provide? One, open door, available to the public. Two, closed door, available to members only. Three, personal transportation. Or four, no transportation. Again, the question is, what type of transportation service do you use or does your organization provide? One, open door, available to the public. Two, closed door, available to members only. Three, personal transportation. Or four, no transportation. I'm seeing about 43% are responding with open door available to the public, about 30% personal transportation. But there's a good percentage that says no transportation. So again, remember about that star 3 feature to submit any comments or questions you have throughout this town hall. Some of these poll questions have none of the above or other choice. And if that's the case for you, please submit a comment to let us know what your response would be if that choice was available. Open door came in at about 45%. Closed door came in at about 25%. I'm going to go to the next poll question. What best describes you or people your agency serves? 1, individual with disabilities. 2, senior 65 and older. 3, low income. 4, 2 or more of these choices. 5, all of the above. 6, none of these choices. Again, the question, what best describes you or people your agency serves? 1, individual with disabilities. 2, senior 65 and older. 3, low income. 4, 2 or more of these choices. 5, the above. 6, none of these choices. Let me give you a little bit more time to respond. About 10% are saying none of these choices. So please submit that comment using star 3 on what a choice would be that's not listed here on this question that would best describe you or people your agency serves. Many of you are saying all of the above, or at least 2 or more of those choices. I'm going to go to the next poll question. Is there public transportation available in your area? 1, yes. 2, no. 3, I don't know. Again, the question is there public transportation available in your area? 1, yes. 2, no. 3, I don't know. Looks like about 50% of you are saying, yes, there is public transportation in your area. But about 20% of you are saying, I don't know. So that tells us that we need to get communication out there and awareness out there about the public transportation programs statewide as well as in your region. Just looking at the final results before I go to the next one, and those are holding pretty true. About 50% are saying yes, 15% are saying I don't know if there's public transportation in your area. Thank you for your poll responses. Let's keep this going. The next few poll questions are directed toward identifying transportation gaps and unmet needs for seniors and individuals with disabilities. If the question is, if you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation, why not? There are a good number of choices here, so please be patient as I read through all eight of these. So if you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation, why not? It's too expensive. Two, takes too long to reach destinations. Three, service is not in my area. Four, service does not operate at times needed. Five, limited accessibility to routes and stops. Six, travel assistance is needed. Seven, all of the above. Or eight, none of the above. Again, the question, if you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation, why not? One, it's too expensive. Two, it takes too long to reach destinations. Three, service is not in my area. Four, service does not operate at times needed. Five, limited accessibility to routes and stops. Six, travel assistance is needed. Seven, all of the above. Or eight, none of the above. About 20% of respondents so far are saying all of the above. So a good number of reasons why you or organization's clients do not use public transportation. About 11% are saying none of the above. So please use that star 3 feature to submit your comment on what choice you would have or give a reason why you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation. Okay, we're going to move on to the next poll question. What are some of the unmet transportation needs for you or your clients? One, travel assistance. Two, wheelchair accessibility. Three, door-to-door transportation. Four, weekday early morning and late night service. Five, weekend service. Six, accessibility to existing services. Seven, access to medical and employment locations. Eight, all of the above. Or nine, none of the above. Again, the question, what are some of the unmet transportation needs for you or your clients? One, travel assistance. Two, wheelchair accessibility. Three, door-to-door transportation. Four, weekday early morning and late night service. Five, weekend service. Six, accessibility to existing services. Seven, access to medical and employment locations. Eight, all of the above. Or nine, none of the above. Over 40% of you are all saying all of the above. So a good number of reasons or unmet transportation needs of you or your clients. Again, 20% are saying none of the above. So if you're one of those responders selecting none of the above, please use that star 3 function and let us know what an unmet transportation need is in your region that's not listed in this poll response. All of the above is coming in at just under 50%. But none of the above is coming in at about 18%. All right, let's go to the 12th poll question. Has lack of transportation options prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following? One, shopping or personal errands. Two, medical trips. Three, education. Four, seeking employment. Five, getting to work. Six, recreation or entertainment. Seven, agency services like healthcare and vocational services. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. Or zero, two or more of these choices. Again, the question is, has lack of transportation options prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following? One, shopping or personal errands. Two, medical trips. Three, education. Four, seeking employment. Five, getting to work. Six, recreation or entertainment. Seven, agency services like healthcare and vocational services. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. Or zero, two or more of these choices. Right now, about 26% of responses are all of the above. So again, a good number of reasons why or options that have prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following. So lack of transportation options are preventing many of you from shopping or going on medical trips, reaching education, seeking employment. Again, about 26% are saying none of the above. So please use that star 3 feature to provide us some choices on comments for what lack of transportation options are out there that are preventing you or your clients from doing activities. Percent are responding with all of the above, whereas 36% responded of two or more of those choices. So maybe not all, but just a few. Okay, again, thank you for your responses. The next few poll questions are directed toward identifying mobility barriers and recommending services to expand mobility options for the targeted population. What improvement would increase you or your client's use of public transportation or private transportation? One, better service coverage. Two, lower fares. Three, better service hours. Four, more reliable service. Five, improved sidewalks and crosswalks. Six, more frequent service. Seven, better information on services. Eight, ability to schedule rides on shorter notice. Or nine, two or more of these reasons. Again, the question is, what improvement would increase you or your client's use of public transportation or private transportation? One, better service coverage. 2, lower fares. 3, better service hours. 4, more reliable service. 5, improved sidewalks and crosswalks. 6, more frequent service. 7, better information on services. 8, ability to schedule rides on shorter notice. Or 9, 2 or more of these reasons. 75% of responses so far are saying all of the above. So a good number of improvements would increase you or your client's use of public or private transportation. Putting more service out there, lowering the fares, offering more hours of service, improving the sidewalks and crosswalks to access the service, getting more information out there about the public transportation and 5310 program. About 65% are responding all of the above. Okay, let's go to the next poll question. What specific technology recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, trip scheduling software. 2, electronic fare payment. 3, website communication and information availability. 4, green vehicles, like all electric or hybrid vehicles. 5, other. 6, none of the above. Again, the question, what specific technology recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, trip scheduling software. 2, electronic fare payment. 3, website communication and information availability. 4, green vehicles. 5, other. 6, none of the above. Going to give you some more time to submit your responses. And again, for those responders that are submitting none of the above, please use that star 3 feature to provide a comment on what technology recommendations you would have to increase mobility. If it's not one of those 4 choices, please let us know what you think. I'm seeing about 25 of responses saying other. So again, use that star 3 feature to submit a comment on what that other recommendation would be for technology to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities. 20% are saying trip scheduling software, and about 20% are saying the availability of information. Okay, let's go to the next poll question. What specific service recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, park and ride lots. 2, more vehicles to move people around. 3, mobility managers to help people understand how to use transportation services. 4, training events and equipment to ensure safety of the passenger. 5, other. 6, all of the above. Or 7, none of the above. again, for that response of five other or seven, none of the above, please use that star three feature to submit a comment or question and provide ODOT some more information on what recommendations you would have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities. Again, this poll question is, what specific service recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? One, park and ride lots. Two, more vehicles to move people around. Three, mobility managers to help people understand how to use transportation services. Four, training events and equipment to ensure safety of the passenger. Five, other. Six, all of the above. Or seven, none of the above. I'm seeing about 25% of responses are none of the above. I sure would like to hear what recommendations you have for increasing mobility for seniors and people with disabilities. So again, please use that star three function to submit your comment and to provide us your specific recommendation for any number of these poll questions that we've provided. If we're not giving you the choice that you want to choose, then please star three and submit that comment to us. About 15% on this poll question has been all of the above. And 20% are saying mobility managers and more vehicles. So getting the assistance to the people using the service and getting more vehicles out there out on the road to provide the service to the individuals that need it. Okay, I see a question about how to access the applications for the 5310 program. Jermaine, I'm going to make you live to ask your question. Jermaine, you are now live.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to know how to access the application so we could start moving ahead.
Good afternoon, Jermaine. This is Ernie with ODOT. We are currently in the process of gathering more information prior to doing a formal application cycle. So our current application is in the draft format, awaiting commenting from the public. I'll be happy to reach back out to you and give you those documents if you haven't already received it. After we complete our formal process to get the ODOT program certified by the federal government, we will then do a formal call for applications and projects. At that time, we will then gather all the applications, look at available funding, and make awards to successful applicants at that time. I hope that answered your question.
Do you have a timeline in mind?
I always hate to put a timeline, but we are hopeful by the end of September, beginning of November, to possibly have all the certification requirements met by FTA to allow us to start the application process.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Great question.
Great. Thank you, Jermaine. I'd also see a question from Beverly about getting updated vehicles. Beverly, I'm going to make you live to ask your question.
Yes,
you are now live, Beverly.
Yes, I was wondering, we currently have two vehicles, and they need update. We need to have an updated one because we actually feed and transport seniors several times a day, and our vehicles are costing more to keep the upkeep on them than if we were to get a new vehicle. Is there any chance that we could get a new vehicle anytime soon?
This is Ernie again, Beverly. And how are you doing, Beverly?
Fine.
We're hopeful to open the application cycle at the end of September. At that time, vehicles are part of the requirements in terms of eligibility. So we'll be happy to look at your application and your proposal at that time.
Okay, because our director of the center has submitted the application, but it was back with DHS. So would they need? She need to contact you on if she would need to complete the ODOT form, or will the DHS one be good enough?
What our recommendation is for those that are currently holding applications from the previous program, the DHS program, as you know, is no longer recognized by the federal government nor the state. So our recommendation is to, if you would like, send it to us. We'll take a look at it. We'll compare it to what our scoring criteria and what our requirements are in terms of the proposed application. You could determine that the score might be too low and you might be better off submitting a new application.
Okay,
but the application, right. So our application document, once approved by FTA, will be what is recognized for the state from that point forward. However, we'll be happy to take a look at any document you have from the previous administration, but it will have to be comparable and score high enough to get awarded based off of the ODOT documents.
Okay, that answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ernie, I have a follow-up question for you. This is Matthew. Can you please give the website or the person that individuals or organizations should submit their old DHS applications to?
Absolutely. If you have an application that you would like ODOT to take a look at or review or have further conversations with you, submit it to transit.org, and we'll be happy to reach back out to you and go through your documents and compare it to the proposed document. The proposed document is currently available at the ODOT website, so you can take a look at it for yourself if you haven't already received it as part of our outreach initiative.
And that
Thank
email
you.
Address is transit@odot.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
transit@odot.org, everyone. Okay, I have a few more poll questions that are required for us to ask by civil rights. This poll question, what is your race? 1, Native American. 2, Black African American. 3, Asian Pacific Islander. 4, Hispanic Latino Spanish. 5, Caucasian White. 6, Other. Or 7, Choose Not to Respond. Again, what is your race? 1, Native American. 2, Black African American. 3, Asian Pacific Islander. 4, Hispanic Latino Spanish. 5, Caucasian White. 6, Other. Or 7, Choose Not to Respond. Okay, and the final poll question, what is your gender? 1, female. 2, male. 3, other. 4, choose not to respond. I'm just waiting a few seconds for all the responses to come in. Okay, thank you. I'm going to give you a few more seconds in case you want to use that star 3 feature to submit any last minute questions or comments prior to us going to the final few comments here before we end this town hall. Okay, next steps. ODOT will update the draft regional coordination plan and provide stakeholders an opportunity to review and comment on the plan. And after receipt and review of these comments, ODOT will finalize the coordination plan for stakeholders to begin to use and implement. Stakeholders will use these initial recommendations and strategies to help break down barriers to mobility and expand transportation options for seniors and individuals with disabilities. And they will use this coordination plan as a foundation to build on new concepts, new recommendations, and new strategies and priorities to help expand mobility options for the 5310 population. Please visit odot.org and or email transit@odot.org to continue to receive public transportation news and updates, as well as provide input on the 5310 program documents and plans. Thank you for your participation today. ODOT very much appreciates your time and input. Take care. This town hall is now over. Thank you.